I have to get my eyes on so I can see. Nita passed away late Sunday evening. Quite appropriately, for most people who are not aware of it, Sunday evening was Rosh Hashanah. Those of you who know a little bit about the scriptures or know a little bit about the Jewish tradition, that's when the Jews celebrate their new year. Their year changes, like ours changes on January 1st. But from scripture standpoint, that's the Feast of Trumpets. And that's found in the book of Leviticus, if you have a chance to look it up. The trumpets sound, and Paul uses the illustration because God himself has a timetable. And we don't always know what it is, but he does. 1 Corinthians 15:51 to 52 says, "Look, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, because the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." And in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 17, he says, "But I would not have you be ignorant, brothers, concerning those who are asleep, that you not sorrow, even as those who have no hope. Because if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so those who sleep in Jesus, God will bring with him. Because this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who are asleep. Because the Lord himself shall descend from heaven like a cloud, with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him to meet them in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord." God does things on a schedule. In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 2, the Lord said to Moses, "Moses, these are my feasts." Many years I referred to them as the Jewish holy days, but I was wrong. They're not the Jewish holy days, they're God's holy days. And what's important about those? Well, first of all, starting with the trumpets, you know, when the trumpets sound for the Jews, on the Feast of Trumpets, they have 100 trumpet blasts. They have three distinct notes that are sounded three times for a total of 9. That's repeated 11 times. Then there's a pause. And no one knows when the last trumpet is going to sound except the person who's blowing the trumpet. Juanita experienced the last trumpet Sunday evening. But the scriptures also tell us many other things that happened on God's schedule. For the Jews on the Passover, when they came out of Egypt, the scripture tells us in Exodus chapter 12 that on the exact day of the Passover, they came out of Egypt, 430 years. Now, most people think that means they were in Egypt 430 years. They were not in Egypt 430 years. They were there a total of 215. Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 3 that from the promise given to Abraham until the receiving of the law was 430 years. Now, if we do a little bit of thinking about this, what that means is the promise was given to Abraham on the Passover. And we also know there's a 400-year count that started with Isaac's 5th birthday. Isaac was born on the Passover. He celebrated his 5th birthday on the Passover. the children of Israel came out of Egypt on the Passover. Jesus was crucified on the Passover. Now, right before the Passover in the book of Exodus, it also talks about the 10th day of the first month, Nisan. And on that 10th day of the first month, the children of Israel were to get themselves a lamb without blemish. And that lamb without blemish, they were to set aside, and they could tell all their friends and neighbors, this is the lamb that's going to be sacrificed. Most Christians don't know, but Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the 10th of Nisan, what we call Palm Sunday. And God was telling the whole world, this is my lamb that's going to be sacrificed on the Passover. We are not told in the scriptures about what day Moses received the Ten Commandments, but according to Jewish tradition, they received the Ten Commandments on Pentecost. But let me back up just for a moment, because when Jesus arose from the dead on the day that we call Easter, for the Jews, that was the first fruits offering. And Paul tells us that Jesus is the first fruits from the dead. The children of Israel believed that Moses received the Ten Commandments on Pentecost. I believe they were probably right, because God sent His Holy Spirit on Pentecost also. And the next holy day to be fulfilled is the Feast of Trumpets. And Paul tells us that the day is going to come that the Lord is going to sound the last trumpet, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And many of us as Christians, we wonder sometimes, you know, why hasn't the Lord already come back? But you know, the scripture has an answer for that also. It's found in 1 Timothy chapter 2. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, God says it's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life. That's the reason He hasn't come back yet. He's still trying to get everyone to come to Him. The fact of the matter is, we don't always want to do things God's way. In the book of Judges chapter 17, the scripture says that every man did what was right in his own eyes. I told some of my students a number of years ago, what's right or what's wrong is not what you decide. What's right or what's wrong is not what your friends say is right or wrong. What's right is what God says is right. And what's wrong is what God says is wrong. And the fact of the matter is, every one of us fail. In fact, every one of us from time to time rebel against Him. In 1 John, the first chapter, we are told that if anyone says that he does not have sin in his life, he's a liar and there's no truth in him. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous and will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The fact of the matter is, if a person thinks that they're a good person, they probably don't know the Lord. Martin Luther, hundreds of years ago, said, you know, the closer we draw to the Lord, the further we will realize we are away from Him. Isaiah, you may remember, said, woe is me. I am a man of unclean lips, and I live amongst a people of unclean lips. The Apostle Paul says, oh, the wretched man that I am, who can save me from this life of sin? And the fact of the matter is, there's only one answer, and that's Jesus. The scripture tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only fathered son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He gave his life for the world. Not just me, not just you, not just those people who go to church on Sunday. He gave his life for everyone. Because it's not his will that any should perish. He loves everyone. He loves everyone and he wants everyone to have fellowship with him. That means he wants you to talk to him and he wants to talk to you. And we know that Nita had that kind of relationship with the Lord. She loved to talk to the Lord. Jesus told his disciples that the hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And what that means is, if any human being goes there, it's because they have chosen to reject God's Son. And if they have chosen to reject God's Son, that's when they will be there. But as we also remember, Jesus warned those who may be the ones who go to church every Sunday. He warned them and said, not everyone who calls me Lord is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. But only those who do the will of my Father. He wants us to live a certain way. He wants us to live a life that people can look at us and see there's a difference in how we live from the people who live around us. In the book of Daniel, chapter 8, Daniel has been shown a vision of things to come. He's been told about a man that we call the Antichrist and about a treaty that he's going to make with Israel. And finally, in chapter 8, one of the angels turns to the other, another, and it says, a certain one. It says, how long shall these things be? Now, that other certain one literally is a proper name. And that name is Palmoni. And his name means wonderful numberer. And his job is to keep track of numbers. Now, I'd hate to try to keep track of all God's numbers. The scripture tells us that every star in the heaven has a name and a number. I think sometimes about Adam and the Lord bringing all the animals to him and saying, whatever you call that animal, that's what it is. And that would be too much of a challenge for me, I tell you. Because by the time I named the 10th animal, I'd probably already forgot what the first one was. But the important thing about that number, Palmoni, is that one day, the Lord's going to turn to Palmoni and he's going to say to him, is that the last one? And he's referring to the ones who have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And he's going to say, yes, Lord, that's the last one. And then the Father's going to turn to his Son, Jesus, and he's going to say, Jesus, bring my children home. And then there's going to be that sound of the trumpets. And the dead in Christ shall rise. And we shall meet them in the air. Well, there's still two more holy days to remember. One of them's coming up this Wednesday is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And for us as Christians, that reminds us that Jesus paid the atoning sacrifice for our sins. That means he paid the debt for our sin. All we have to do is accept it. And that's followed 5 days later on the following Monday, the day that we call the Feast of Tabernacles. And one day, we're going to be feasting at the table with him at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But it all starts with our relationship with the Lord. If you haven't had a chance to meet the Lord, you need to do so before it's too late. If you haven't talked with the Lord today, talk to Him. He's listening. Nita was one who talked to the Lord. She wrote many, many stories. One that I had the privilege of putting onto my website, and you can read it for yourself. If you go to the bottom of my homepage, down to miscellaneous, you'll see an article from Juanita Babcock that says, "I knew you before you were born." That website is www.thewordnotes.com. But you don't have to remember me. Remember Juanita. Remember Jesus. Because it's all about Him.